Three went in 21-18 at half. They got that triple. They ran a nice set there. And I saw Coach Dolhoff. He was schooling you, wasn't he? He noticed something, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, the tough thing is that, you know, we knew that they wanted to shoot threes. I mean, they talked about it before the game that they had seven threes last game. We only had one. So we knew that's what they wanted to do, is shoot the threes. And it was a little frustrating because they banked two threes in. They had four threes in the first half, and they banked two of them in. So, you know, that's how it goes, though. That's what's fun about basketball. You never know what's going to happen. But, yeah, that three in the corner before half there, that was kind of a little bit of a heartbreaker there because we had some momentum going, and it gave them a little bit of momentum.
Yeah, and Taylor getting her third foul with a minute and a half to go in the second quarter, that was big, too.
Yeah, definitely, because obviously Taylor Hunter had a heck of a game. I mean, she played her best game of the year. She really stepped up. And that's what we said at the beginning, that our seniors need to step up, and she did it in a big way.
She did, and she got a lot of help. Taylor Zizey, during that time when Hunter was on the bench, she had two baskets. She had stuff in the third quarter and 8 points. Nice job for Taylor Zizey.
Yeah, she did a real nice job. She's you know, she's just figuring out. She's got to gain a little bit of confidence, and once she does that, she does a ton of good things. We talked about that as well, that we need somebody other than, you know, our top three scorers to kind of step up and do some good things for us. And, you know, our four, five, six girls, and those girls definitely did that tonight.
And Megan Crow, they denied her, didn't they? And that was not a surprise. She did a lot of good things out there, though. Besides, she only scored 2 points, but she was all over the court, knocking balls loose and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was just saying that. I said, you know, if you told me that, you know, Megan Crow scored 2 points, I'd probably say we're not going to win, right? But like you said, she does a ton of good things. She draws so much attention, even more than last game. They deny her the ball, and they have to guard her with two, three people every time. And that's why we got those offensive rebounds, and that's why we got such easy looks, is because of the attention that she draws.
Escanaba 57, Boyne City 34. The final score, what do you think of Wednesday night?
I'm excited. I mean, what more can you ask for than, you know, Gladstone, Escanaba in a district game? You know, I'm glad we have them at home. Obviously, we beat them twice during the year, but that means nothing at this point. We got to make sure that we handle our business and play with the energy that we played with today.
Kameen does a nice job as a freshman, doesn't she? And Lexi Shaler is so fast. They've got some weapons.
Yeah, they definitely have the weapons. They are guard heavy. They're athletic. They're fast. The Kameen girl, she's a smooth player. She's got all the tools that you need to be a tough basketball player. And Shaler is probably the fastest girl we play all year.
And the other side of the bracket, Menominee 57, Sheboygan 31. So Menominee moves on. Sault Ste. Marie got the bye. How do you see that game?
I did watch a little bit of Sue play a little bit. I think that's going to be a great game. I think Sue's got a little bit more size, but Menominee is playing real well right now, and they're quick, and they play with a lot of intensity.
All right. So, hey, let's get as many people as we can in the Gladstone gym. That's going to be quite an atmosphere.
Exactly. I want that place rocking.
All right, Cretans, say hi to anybody you want to listening, bro.
Just thanks to anybody that's listening out there. We really appreciate your support.
All right. We'll see you Wednesday.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Andy Cretans, everybody.